Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 133. Today, we are doing, we initially said worst mascots. I think the best way to do this is to do best weirdest mascots, maybe? Or best worst mascots. Because I think the way that we're going to end up doing this, the way the group I put together, we're going to be actively rooting for them. So I think it's better to do best worst.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that works. Fight just got in. He was covered head to toe in bananas. Maybe
a lot of bananas on me.
10 minutes ago. And if
you're... Was it fun, Fights?
He's asking, was it fun? Okay, here.
Was it fun? It was more fun than I probably expected, I guess.
Okay.
It was fine. It was fine. I think I rated it a 7 out of 10. There wasn't too much going on. It was messy, and it was fine.
Did you ever feel any, like, embarrassment or shame while you were doing it?
That all went out the window a long time ago. Yeah. No.
Because you had some hesitation right before you, like, jumped in. You're like, ah.
There was this second of, like, this is going to be weird, but I got into it pretty quickly, yeah. And it was, it's certainly weird. I predicted it was going to be weird, and it was.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into this, let's talk about game time. All right, let's talk about game time. Did you know that you can get tickets to the Reds at Yankees Tuesday the 2nd for just $11? Hey, guess what? You're in Chicago. You get Phillies at Cubs on the 2nd as well from $35. You're in Philly. You want tickets too, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, on Thursday the 27th, Marlins at Phillies from $44. All these cheap, great deals, all with game time. That's right. Game Time is the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means if you can find the same seats for less anywhere else, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats for up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? Go get those baseball tickets today. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed. All right, shout out to Game Time. First matchup of the day. We're saying again, like, best weird, best worst, best of the worst mascots. And first up, we have the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. Number 5 seed is the Hatsboro Horsham Hatters from Horsham, Pennsylvania. I'm sending pictures of all these in here. And you'll be seeing them on your screen if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble as well. Going up against number 12 seed, the Laurel Hill Hobos from Laurel Hill, Florida. And these are two of the weirdest looking mascots I've ever seen. The one is just the Hatters. It's just their mascot is just a hat. It's the simplest could possibly be.
I like that. Are we rating the name or the
I think
the
a
look
combination
of the mascot?
I think both. I think we've got to take a little bit of a look at both. And by the way, just as a little disclaimer, if I mess up, if this is your high school and I mess up the name, sorry, some of these names are going to be tough to pronounce. But the Hatsboro Hatters, Hatsboro Horsham Hatters versus the Laurel Hill Hobos. The Hobos, their mascot too, is just a literal man dressed like a hobo.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little late, so I missed a bit of the intro. We are choosing the...
Initially the idea was which one of these is going to be the worst. But as we put these together, I'm like, these are all kind of like... The weirder they are, the more awesome they are.
Yeah,
I think we're just saying which one's the best among these.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So this is, I mean, like, right off the bat, this is a really tough one.
Right off the bat,
yeah,
the hobo's
this hat is amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But then the idea of this 60-year-old man who just dresses like a hobo and goes and hangs out at high schools is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
It is. But I like the idea of a helmet having just a picture of a hat on it. That's funny.
Or a hat having a baseball
hat. Yeah, a baseball hat having a picture of a hat on it.
Yeah, the hobo's playing basketball too. It's all very interesting. So start out with you, Fights. Which one of these do you like more? the hobo or the hat?
I mean, I kind of said it, but the idea of an old man dressing like a pervert and hanging around a high school is very, very funny. However, that hat is unbeatable. That hat is just a gigantic magician's top hat that roams around football fields and basketball stadiums is incredible.
It doesn't even have arms to like pump up the crowd. Yeah. Honest to God, there doesn't have to be a person in that. But they do it anyway.
It is like I feel like we're gonna be saying this a lot as we go out this. It's gonna be hard to beat the hat.
It's going to be immediately very hard to beat the hat.
Yeah, but also the next thing I see, it's going to be hard to beat that, too.
The hobo is wearing a hat, too.
Yeah, but the more I think about it, it is very funny, but the man just dressed like a homeless man is like, what is this guy doing?
He's got like the, what do you call that thing, like a Bilkin or something? The thing that they...
A bindle.
A sticking bindle.
Yeah. So one for the hat. Vibs?
Can I interrupt really quick? Do you guys have the Citizen app on your phone?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I just got the best update I've ever gotten from the Citizen app. Assault by quote-unquote very strong 90-year-old man.
Stronger than he looks.
That guy got beat up and didn't want to lose face. That's very funny.
Yeah. That beats the one I had one in New York that was... Man assaulted with fish.
I got man throwing dog poop like 2 days ago.
The Citizen app is such a funny thing because like of how it juxtaposes living life in the city versus living life in like the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Like I had it for 2 days probably once and got rid of it. But I lived down on 14th and it was like man stabbed on 14th and corner of whatever street I live on. And I went outside and got something without thinking twice. If you live in the suburbs, you would lock the doors, call the police. I just walked outside.
Close the shutters.
And...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother you one bit.
Not even a little. Vibsy, Hatters versus the hobos.
I love hobos. Whenever I was like in fourth grade, I wanted to be a hobo. Just throwing that out there.
It's so weak. It could not be easier to do.
Yeah, you just ride the rails, have a bindle. It's great. I think it's funny how this high school has a hobo as their mascot, and it's like the one thing you don't want kids to be like.
Oh,
a
you'd be surprised
like,
as we move on.
okay, but I got to take the hat just because the hat has no human-like qualities, like Nick was saying. Doesn't have arms, doesn't have eyes. It's just a hat.
just a hat.
That's bad.
Just a hat. Two for the hats, Jay.
So is this best or worst high school mascot?
We're going for
our favorite.
Yeah, our favorite. We're going. Which one do we think is better? Because I compiled a bunch of weird ones. So
I don't want to dox. My wife went to Hatboro Horsham High School.
No way. What's the chances?
Wait a goddamn second.
There's another person in this building who went to that high school.
Who?
Connor Griffin.
No way.
Right. Yeah.
He rooted for just the hat. And Mook was there in the winter for a wrestling tournament.
No fucking way.
Affiliation.
Yeah. Was the hat there at the wrestling tournament?
Probably. I'll have to ask him.
So I know a little bit about this hat because I inquired about this.
Inquired about the hat.
Yeah.
Now, this is testing my memory, but I believe it's for Mad Hatter's disease.
What
that's
the
like
fuck?
Isn't it a play
on the name Hatboro?
No, that's mercury poisoning.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's from the Jets. Mm-hmm. But isn't... I think it has.
No, they had lead. No, they had the old hats had wire in them, like a lead wire.
Oh, I thought it was
where
cups.
Part of the character development of Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter. That's why he's crazy. Mm.
Chronic mercury poisoning, from the Mad Hat, mm-hmm. or from like the lining of the hat. Good call.
Oh yeah, mercury poison, not lead.
So it's going to be almost impossible for me to vote against this the rest of the way. I'm certainly voting for the Hatters.
Three for the Hatters, Nick.
Hatters, easy. It's just a hat.
It's just a hat.
That's fucking awesome.
My wife is in a group text with her high school friends, and it's called Hat Chat.
No way.
Yeah.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Can she get us the baseball hats that just have like a hat on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'm sure.
Yeah. KB.
the hat is better, but making your mascot just a homeless guy is hilarious.
Very fun.
In like poor Florida.
I don't know what town this is in.
Which one?
The hobo one?
The hobo one is in Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
It should have to be, I don't know if they change every game or every year, but a genuine homeless person.
Like a yeah. modern day yeah. homeless person, yeah. not like an old timey yeah. one.
You just yeah. have to get a guy off the street. He's the mascot for the night.
It's in Laurel Hill, Florida, which feels like that sounds like a rich town. Yeah. It does not sound like a hobo town.
It's on the panhandle, so probably not.
Yeah.
And if he does it, he gets to sleep in the gym. They feed him. They take yeah. care of him. They take it. So it's a good gig.
Yeah.
His payment is whatever he can panhandle at the sporting event.
At the actual game, yeah. yeah.
Also, Florida's like a homeless person paradise. It's all warm year round.
Yeah. Lots of food.
How do we get away with that? Isn't that fucked up?
The people with homes in Florida are homeless people.
Yeah.
Rudy?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer that the hat. Mad Hatter is one of my favorite Batman villains. It's also just a complete ripoff from Alice in Wonderland. But I really want to know about how the hat actual mascot uniform moves around. Like, does he have a segue?
I think it's just feet under there. Little feet.
Hoverboard.
Kind of hovers.
That would be sick.
He's hovered, yeah.
Yeah, if he just was like, he was just scooting around. Also, the hobos, you're opening yourself up to a absolute layup floodgate of you're just the homos.
The homos
oh
is
yeah
tough.
You're
yeah,
right
yeah.
I mean, I know that high school, those kids in every football field, every wrestling arena, tennis courts even, I bet they were getting it.
The homos
yeah yep. So that makes it very difficult. Very cool. I like unique mascots, but the Hatters is pretty tight.
The slippery slope with the hobos too is an actual homeless person can just show up and walk right up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I guess a hat could just also show up. Yeah, I'm here for the game.
Yeah.
Any hat could sneak in.
Yeah.
So the Hatters are going to sweep their way through. Now we have the 4 versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the Hickman Cupies going up against number 13 seed, the Yuma Criminals from Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And these are awesome, by the way. I love both of these.
Whoa!
More specifically, the criminal one is sick.
Oh,
it's
my
actually
God.
a great logo.
The Hickman Cupies with a K?
Cupies, yeah, I guess.
What is it? So a Cupie's
a naked baby? With a weird head fucking
Oh, he's cocky.
The costume is
No, but the other Cupie mascot is so shy.
Oh my god, dude.
So pathetic.
The Cupie, the one Cupie of the babies, the drawing is very cocky. The actual mascot is the most meek-looking object I've ever seen.
He somehow is skinny, but is too fat for his pants.
Yeah, he's... Oh, man.
So we have the Hickman...
Also, he doesn't need to have gloves. He has human hands. There's hands underneath.
Also, what is that motivational poster? Hickman basketball.
If not now, when?
What the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
I guess they have an accent. If not now, when?
Oh,
so it's kind of like a...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get you. So the Hickman from Columbia, Missouri versus the Yuma Criminals. Starting with you, Rudy, which one do you think is better?
I mean, this is a landslide. The Yuma Criminals, that looks like a West Coast Choppers motorcycle gang, motorcycle shop. That shit is tough as fuck.
He's winking. He's flirtatious. That's not a criminal. Unless that's a scar.
Oh, he has no eye.
He has no eye, yeah.
Yeah, the criminal one is sick as hell. This Cupies one is fucking haunting, dude. I feel like I'm about to, watching a Live Leak video or, a Cursed Images, the back rooms. This mascot, I would put this in the same category as the Providence Friars mascot, which is horrifying. Mm-hmm. That is, I hate that. I hate everything about that. I would never want to go to this high school, even if it was in my district. And I was like AP. They had the best AP program for AP.
They have
link.
A good AP program. Yeah. Jaden Cox went there.
Jaden. Oh yeah, I forgot NFL hometowns guy KB.
He's a wrestler.
KB.
Criminals.
The Criminals is better, and it relates to the area. Yuma, known for Wild West crime.
Yeah,
310 to Yuma.
310 to Yuma.
Cooler and better. The Cupies is just creepy.
Kind of looks like, was it the King Cake baby from New Orleans?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So 2 for the Yuma Criminals, Nick.
I'm going the Cupie. It's imagine getting your ass kicked by a football team and that's on the fucking helmet. It's just a cute, naked, chubby baby with two fingers for hair. He's sticking his tongue out, little button nose. Imagine losing to that.
Holy shit, it's so gross. So one for the QPs. Che?
Goodness gracious. The QB's one, just that's horrible. Like, it would be funny to beat another team with that as your mascot, but it would be so humiliating for that to just be what you're battling for. The Yuma Criminals, yeah, I think that's at least unique and distinct to the area, so I'll go with that.
So right now, another one for the Criminals. Vibs?
Derived from Cupid.
If we're going, if we're going best, worst, you got to go QPs. QPs is all-time bad. Also, it kind of looks like Purdue Pete, like a child Purdue Pete.
Oh, yeah.
He's a terrifying mascot.
They actually have a pretty... The giant drum is an annoying one from Purdue.
It's the world's largest drum, and it's not even the world's largest drum. There's like three more drums that are bigger than it.
So another one for the QB switch.
Doesn't even podium.
As Rudy sent us, it's derived from Cupid, which I guess that makes sense. But I thought Cupid was like mayonnaise. Like
it's a brand of baby doll.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is also a mayonnaise with a baby on the logo. This is a weird lore that I don't like being
It is. It seems like it's akin to being named like the New York Barbies.
Yeah.
It's a popular doll from Germany in the early 19th century, early 20th century.
Cupaz.
Mm. Yeah. Ugh. So three for the Criminals, two for the Cupies.
I mean, it's Criminals. Mm. Come on. Like, the Criminal is, the cartoon one is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The one with him breaking out kind of.
Ball and chain as a whip?
Yeah, kind of Bane-esque it looks like, where he's just this big hulking man throwing around a ball and chain. It's got to be him. Also, in the other one that you said he's winking, which he does look like he's winking, he kind of looks like, what's his name? From G.I. Joe. Or, I'm sorry, from Street Fighter.
Guile.
Yeah, Guile.
He's Guile?
Guile, yeah.
Guile's the American, yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to go with the Yuma Criminal. Yuma Criminal is going to move on. Now we have another. This is a bizarre one.
I think the Yuma Criminal one's awesome. Like, it's cool. Like,
yeah, we're going for favorite. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought we were going for the best.
So I compiled all these. They were all bad. They were all, like, bad, but then I was like, these are kind of cool, though. So now we're doing among this group of weird ones, which one of these is the best?
So we're not voting for the one we think is the worst.
So now it's more which one's better.
It's up to you.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay.
What tickles your fancy?
All right. Right.
Yeah. I think it should just be most unique.
Rocks your boat.
Yeah, we could do most or cooler unique one, I guess. So now we have the number 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is the Water Smeet Nimrods.
Okay. yeah, dude. I'm
the
with
Water Smeet.
We're from Water Smeet.
Going up against the Northampton.
Wait, that's a Roblox character.
No, that's the Northampton Concrete Kids, which is all spelled with K's. Which makes them the KKK, quite literally, the Concrete Kids, which is their thing. And
Concrete's one word.
Their mascot, no, but that's, and when you spell, it's spelled out on, like, their wiki, whatever, and all their shit, it's Concrete, and then, like, it starts another capital K on the Crete part.
Concrete Kids.
So, that their mascot's like a big Roblox guy. The Nimrods is just kind of like this Gilgamesh-looking dude. Sick. It's a, you know exactly what they're going for in that one. So, the Concrete Kids versus the Nimrods fights.
I didn't have much time to think about this, so I'm shooting from the hip. It's got to be the Concrete Kids. the Nimrods is good. Like I'm guessing it's in reference to some kind of Norse god, maybe, or Norse figure. Judging by this, although I don't know, the feathers kind of makes me think Native American.
Kind of looks like a frontiersman.
The literal definition of Nimrod is a skillful hunter.
Okay. No way.
So Nimrod was a biblical figure from the Book of Genesis. They're saying as well, the son of Cush.
Very interesting.
Hell yeah.
Rudy. We know where Rudy's voting.
But when you get to the end of the day, that's a pretty standard looking mascot. The Nimrods, yes, is very funny. The mascot itself, very standard looking. Yep. The Concrete Kids, that puts asses in the seat. It's like a off-brand Lego kind of.
The Roblox. Yeah.
What's Roblox?
What was it before this?
Before Concrete
Roblox
Kids
came out. No, what was their mascot before?
I couldn't find anything, what their mascot... I think a student made this, and then it just became their mascot. But they were already called the Concrete Kids before that.
There's articles about it.
Yeah.
Like, is it racist or just
the Concrete Kids? Well, because it's KKK? Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels like it. Feels like there's
What's Roblox?
It's like a kid's version of like Legos, but it's a game, too. It's a whole bunch of shit.
Okay, that makes me like it less. Yeah. I thought that was just kind of a knockoff Lego looking guy.
No. Okay, so the Concrete Kid's mascot used to be just a giant cinder block.
Yeah, but like a brick being the KKK mascot.
That, all right, I'm sticking with Concrete Kids, but I'm sticking for the retro version.
Yeah, the retro version of Concrete Kids. Yeah.
The cinder block goes hard.
Yeah, cinder block's sick. Yeah.
And then after you win, you can just like throw cinder blocks through shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I forgot to mention the town, Watersmeet, Missouri. And then
Watersmeet.
Northampton, Pennsylvania. So Vibsy.
Oh, that's a... Jeez.
When I think Nimrod, I think idiot. And the logo definitely has just like a blank stare. The mascot, he just has like a look of nothing in his eyes. But it's like the West Virginia Mountaineers logo. So I'm definitely going with the Concrete Kids. The cinder block goes hard.
Another one for the Concrete Kids. Che.
I gotta say, I kind of like the Nimrod's logo. It just, it's bold. It's clearly modern. The Concrete Kids one.
Why do you think it's clearly modern?
I mean, a biblical guy. It is an old guy, but like this looks like a newer design.
Has a glare on it.
He's a resolution.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Lucian whore. He likes the 1080p.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It just looks like
vectors.
It looks like a more modern animation. So I think the dude's kind of cool. It's got beard, long hair. He's got the raccoon.
Yeah, I just realized he's wearing like that Davy Crockett hat. Why is he wearing that?
Yeah,
plus he's a hunter
with a feather. Yeah,
Yeah, I kind of like that.
So one for
the Nimrods.
Steve Che likes the Nimrods. Nick,
shout out to Brawley, our quadriplegic that we doxed. He lives on Nimrod Street.
Nimrod Street,
short ass street with there's only one house with a ramp. But, I got to go with the Nimrods here. I like his perfectly flat beard at the bottom. And I know Nimrod isn't supposed to like be moron in this case. He looks fucking dumb. He looks like a dumb guy.
Oh, I disagree.
You think he looks smart?
I don't know if I'd say smart, but he looks like a man I'd follow in life.
No, man. No,
look
he
at his eyes.
Dumb.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah, nothing behind those eyes.
Was that a coonskin cap?
Yeah, it's a coonskin cap, feather. Two feathers, big bearded man. He looks like that. Like that. Isolated is a good mascot head. The Nimrod is obviously very silly, but that isolated I think is a solid.
Water
for sure
is funny.
Yeah, I know.
Water Smeet is funnier than
Nimrod. It's a typo.
Yeah, I'm going with the Nimrods.
Another one for the Nimrods, 2-2. KB.
Yeah, the Water Smeet Nimrods. That's my. I like it.
The Water Smeet Nimrods, 3-2 right now. Rudy.
Oh, it's. I was always going Nimrods from the
really?
Get-go.
Really? Even after that concrete brick accent?
That is good.
In a weird way, that's dumber.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll just be concrete. It's. I don't know. I can't not do Nimrods. I love the idea of their football team just being full of Bobby Bouchers. That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of idiots running around. It's just amazing. I love it. I need the Nimrods. And it's also, the literal definition is cool. It's like a hunter dude. So
you're a Nimrod.
I'm a Nimrod. Yo, so how could I go against my own kin?
Yeah, son of Cush is that's huge as well.
Nimrod, son of Cush.
That's so sick.
Yeah. All right, so
Water
Nimrod,
speed, get on your feet, idiots.
Nimrods is going to move on. Now we can do our Chayan game. A couple of interesting ones. We didn't do a ton, only four. But first up, we have the Sultan Turks from Sultan, Washington. Then we have the Tarpon Springs Spongers. From Tarpon Springs,
we've been there, and I bought a sponge.
Yeah,
from Tarpon Springs,
$200. Hey, big ass sponge.
the Richland Bombers from Richland Hill, Washington. And the reason they're the Bombers is because Richland was the home to the nuclear site which supplied plutonium for the bombs used over Nagasaki, or the bomb used over Nagasaki, which is why their symbol is a mushroom cloud, and students chant, "Nuke 'em till they glow, proud of the cloud."
Ooh, no way.
Proud of the cloud.
Proud of the cloud. That's another Barstool Kush thing you guys should have put up. And then the lastly, we have the Butte Pirates from Butte, Idaho. So it literally looks like it spells butt pirates.
There ain't no way they did that on accident.
So
1960.
No, come on.
The Sultan Turks, the Tarpon Spring Spongers, the Richland Bombers, or the Butte Pirates. Starting with you, Rudy.
So is this picture of this mascot on the track, is that the Sponger or is that an alien?
Yes, that's the Sponger.
Okay, that is pretty cool. This is a real tough one. The nuke one is just cool in terms of like picking something unique. The logo's cool. Love cheering for a mass casualty event with children. But at the Butt Pirates, 1969, it just checks.
That ain't real. It ain't real. And it's the wrestling.
It's the wrestling team. It checks every box. I have to go Butt Pirates.
One for the Butt Pirates, KB.
I like the Spongers. It's fun. It's unique. It's interesting. It's not too quirky to not be a mascot. And it's very relevant to the local industry. Give me the Spongers.
One for the very local. Very, very relevant. One for the Spongers, Nick.
Man, I don't know. None of these are like, the pirate itself is just cool. He's fierce and he's handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this one with the ass chin?
That's the Turk. The Sultan.
Give me the Turk.
The
Sultan Turk.
Where's the Turk?
It's from Sultan, Washington. So the Sultan.
Where is it on here?
It's
the last one.
Yeah.
He's cleft up.
He's got a fez.
He's got a fez on.
Does that just mean Turkish man?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. He does look Turkish. Yeah, he looks super Turkish. Not enough body hair, but he's like an intimidating Turkish man.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Okay, so are you going to swap to the Turk as well?
I'm sticking with the Spongers.
I'll stick with the Butt Pirates, dude.
So one for the one's across the board right now. Che.
What's the one with the R with the mushroom?
That's the pilot? Bombers.
Yeah, I like the Bombers. The Nuke 'em till they glow, that's like kind of a cool high school chant.
Greater.
Yeah. The mascot, kind of a airplane pilot guy. I like this. I think that's a fun mascot to get behind. This also the logo is like one like you would see this on like a very cool retro like sweatshirt that's like $100.
Yeah. So right now we're one vote for all four options. Vibsy?
What's the mushroom cloud one called again? Sorry.
The Richland Bombers.
The Richland Bombers. I gotta go with them just because I know in that town there's a bunch of old people that are fighting and clawing
to keep that
mascot. And every year the conversation comes up, we're like, we got to change it. And like, no, we stand for something.
Nuke them till they glow.
Nuke them till they glow.
That's crazy thing to chant at a fucking game. Fights.
What? So the thing about, I also like the Bombers a lot, but to make me really love it, there has to be some kind of like represent, like where did Nagasaki and Hiroshima come into this?
Richland is the home to the Hanford nuclear site, which supplied the plutonium for the bomb used at Nagasaki.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I also love the Spongers. It's between Spongers and the Richmond Bombers for me, and I think the chant puts it over the edge for me because the chant, like, that's great.
Proud of the cloud or nuke them till they glow?
Both. I mean, they're both.
Oh, both sick.
Yeah, what would the Spongers be? Would like explore them?
Suck them up.
Yeah, suck them up.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Richland.
Yeah. Well, did you guys have any good like high school chants?
Nah.
We did. I went to a Catholic school, so we did God's on Our Side, which obviously is nothing compared to these, but that was a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
A good high school chant sways me. So yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Richland Bombers is going to move on and face our number one seed, one that I believe both KB and Nick are very familiar with, the Poca High School Dots.
Dots. Pocahontas, West Virginia.
Poca Dots.
Yep, from Poca, West Virginia. There it is, one of the more interesting mascots you'll ever see. The actual mascot, the physical one, is cool looking. I think the drawing one is awesome. This dude's got biceps for days, jacked up.
Yeah, he's jacked.
Uh-huh, massive. So the Poca Dot from Poca, West Virginia, going up against the Richland Bombers from Richmond, Washington. Starting with you, Fights.
What is a polka dot?
think just a pattern?
What clowns wear.
Type of dot.
Yeah, but that's polka, isn't it? P-O-L-K-A? Yeah. But this is a play on this, that?
The name just happens to be polka, so they rolled with it.
So it's kind of just like a fabric pattern?
Like, yeah, I think like it's almost like tartan. Or
oh,
like
it's a polka dot shirt.
Yeah.
There's, but why is it called, why is it polka? Like the genre.
Hey, Poles made it?
But a polka dot, what I'm at, is nothing when it's by itself, right?
That's, you just a dot.
A dot.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A dot.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, I'm going to stick with the Bombers.
Sticking with the Bombers.
Yeah. I do like the polka dot, but the Bomber has some more lore to it that I like.
Okay. So one for the Bombers. Vibzy?
I like the Bombers a lot. I think the mushroom cloud is cool. Again, I like the old people fighting for the mascot, but making a polka dot masculine and like jacked like this, that's creativity, and I got to give it to him. So I'm going to go with the polka dots.
I wonder if there's polka dot rule 34. I'm going to look at that later. 1-1 right now. Che.
I like I don't necessarily like the polka dot itself, but I do like the play on words. But that being said, going against the, what was the name of the
Richland cloud? Bombers.
Richland Bombers. I think that's kind of a wagon.
2 for the Richland Bombers at the 16 seed. Nick.
Polka dots weren't popular to wear because a pattern of irregularly spaced dots made people think of rashes like diseases, syphilis, smallpox, bubonic plague. So polka dot wasn't popular until,
I would say, like 50s.
Mid-1800s.
60.
Oh. 1800s. Well, yeah.
No, I'm going to go with the Bombers here. Shout out Polka High School. My boy Sokka's baby mama went there, so got to give them the biggest of shouts.
3-1 right now in favor of the Richland Bombers. KB.
Yeah, it's all love to Polka High School. I mean, the name's Polka. I get why they rolled with the dots. I just don't like the look of the mascot.
It's horrifying.
It's ugly. It looks poor. I like the Bombers, though.
Why is the default dot red? When you think dot, you think red.
You
great
do.
Question.
Immediately red.
Honestly, and that's exactly what the Bombers were going after, was that singular red dot when they were aiming the Japanese flag.
Yeah. The Bombers are going to destroy the single red dot.
Yeah.
The thing about the polka situation is it's almost like, yes, it makes sense, polka dot, yes, I see what you were going for, but it's almost like wearing a blue suit jacket with slightly different color blue pants. Mm. Where, like, I see what the plan was, but it's just even worse now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it completely works.
Rudy?
I think it's no brainer. The dots, dude. That's really cool. I like the idea of the students wearing polka dots to the games. It's like Tennessee with the checkered. I like the swag. I'm looking at their uniform and their helmets. I think that if they get some sort of award, like, you know, you put the stickers on the football helmets, if you like give someone CTE, they have a bunch of dots on their helmets.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's cool as hell. And I don't really fuck with this, like, Richmond's like, we supplied the plutonium. It's like, okay, cool, dude. Like, like Oppenheimer, like, did the equations. Like, maybe we should do that in New Mexico. Like, I don't know. I think that's kind of, like, lame. So the dots is cool as fuck to me.
It is a weird claim to fame. Like, yeah. We're the plutonium site. Not even, like, where they made the bomb.
Yeah, that kind of swayed me. And Bombers isn't a unique name. There's other Bombers.
Yeah. Mm.
So Richland is going to move on either way for the Bombers, unless you want to make a move.
I'm switching to Polka.
You're switching to Polka?
My man.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, so then we're tied up. Between these two, I think the Bombers is cool, but it's not, like, the polka dot, if I saw that mascot roaming the sidelines, I'd be terrified of it. And I think for that reason, I'll go with the polka dot.
Ah.
I'll move the polka dot forward.
So, upset at the buzzer.
So afraid of a jacked dot than a bomb.
Well, it's not a bomb. It's a if it was the bomb, yeah, bomb's gonna win. But it's a pilot. Is their mascot? You know what I mean? If yeah. If theirs was like the Enola Gay or whatever. Sure. Oh, actually, no, that'd be lame. We couldn't do the Enola Gay. What was the other
no.
one? You feel like you would
little
know.
Boy?
No, that's the bomb, right? Yeah. What was the other? I forgot what the other Bomber was. Yeah. But either way, polka dot gonna move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Ibotta.
The Enola Gay dropped little boy.
Yeah.
Oh. This one, I think we have something cool.
Before we get to the other side, let's talk about Ibotta. All right, let's talk about Ibotta. This summer, we could all use a little extra cash in our pockets, making sure that you're getting all the cash back on your everyday purchase with Ibotta. Ibotta is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $145 a year. That could cover the entire cost of a shopping trip, buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or the fancy dinner that you've been craving. Other apps give you points, which don't amount to much. Those suck. Just join so you can join me and the 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop with over 22,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, iBot is offering listeners just $5 just to try the app with code BRACKET when you register. So just go to the App Store, the Google Play Store, and download the free iBot app to start earning cash back and use code BRACKET. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. All right, thanks to iBot, and now we have another great matchup. The number 6 seed, I think it's the Harrison, the Harrison Golden Goblins from Harrison, Arkansas, going up against the number 11 seed, the Key School Obzags from Annapolis, Maryland. The Obzags they picked because it is the inverse of gazebo, which is the most prominent feature of their campus.
No way.
Swear to God. So their mascot is just a gazebo. And the Golden Goblins mascot is just a guy in a goblin mask wearing jeans, which also feels very...
They're not even trying to hide the man in plaid shorts.
No. Long plaid shorts.
So the gazebo...
Wait, what is the name? It's gazebo spelled backwards.
Yeah,
Obzags. Which is not a word. It doesn't even come close.
So the Obzags versus the Golden Goblins, starting with you, Rudy.
This is... so hard to traverse. So this is, these are both so remarkably awful. I cannot believe that there's a mascot with a goblin head and he's wearing True Religions with what looks like a diesel belt buckle. And then the other thing is gazebo backwards with what looks like a child in plaid shorts and golf shoes.
Kind of looks like Mincy in that costume.
Yeah. It looks, that's his posture.
This is insane.
It's tough.
I guess I'll go with just like the pure absurdity of one picking gazebo and then being like, you know what, really will take this to gear 6 is if we go.
But it's such bullshit that the mascot's still a gazebo. Yeah.
Wait, they could have just went with the gazebo.
Yes.
It could have been cool.
Yeah.
Obzags. It sucks so bad. But the fact that they ran with it and committed to it, I'm going to go with.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Rudy, Obzags.
2 for Obzags. Nick.
Absolutely not. The Golden Goblins. I love it when a mascot has a human body and they don't even try to hide it. Like Kansas State. That shit is jarring to look at. And then just look, this guy looks cool as fuck. This looks like an Adult Swim cartoon. This guy's like in super jail or some shit. I love him. I think his haircut's sick too. He's a cool-looking guy. He would get a ton of pussy in New York City.
Oh, my God.
Dude. A ton of pussy in New York City. Going with the Golden Goblins.
1 for the Golden Goblins, 2 for the Obzags. Che.
Also, he's not even gold. He's kind of like...
yellow? Like
mustard.
He looks like John.
He looks like the bad guy in Sin City.
Oh, he
does. Yeah.
Elijah Wood. That's Elijah Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yellow guy?
No, yellow green. Guy. Yellow bastard is...
He's green.
Not him. He's the guy that eats people.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So 2-1 in favor of the Obzags. Che.
I think gazebos are awesome. Oh. You don't see them that often. They're sometimes in like people's yards or like in towns.
We see them just enough.
Yeah. You do find them. You do find them in people's yards.
But you're telling us where they're found and you just hit us with outdoors? Fuck you. Thinking that we needed that.
What is a structure that more people get married in than a gazebo percentage?
Church.
An altar at a church.
That's just a building.
Just out.
That's a structure.
Yeah, I guess I worded that poorly.
It's definitively not gazebo. It's whatever you call that
under an arch.
Arch fit. Yeah. Owen Wilson made in
Meet
the Parents.
People get married in gazebos?
Yeah, but there's the thing that he's talking about is like that's the it's like an arc, but
pergola?
It's not called an arc. Yeah.
What was it?
Pergola.
Pergola.
Yeah. I don't know if pergola.
What did you get married
pergola.
Under?
Pergola. Pergola? I don't.
I hate gazebos. Anyone ever had fun in a gazebo?
I have.
No, I like a gazebo.
Yeah.
Sit in a circle and do what?
There's a good bar in Nantucket. It's a gazebo. Mm. We had a gazebo on my campus at high school. We used to kiss a lot in it, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great for flirting. It's good. Great for flirting.
My first kiss in a gazebo.
Yeah.
It's gazebo at the beach.
Really?
My first kiss was in a haunted house. Slasher Trail. Getting chased by Pennywise.
So how are you feeling about the Obzags, Jay?
I don't like them. They've made gazebos terrible. the yellow face dude, I kind of agree with Nick. At least it like kind of like looks cool and you kind of rally behind it. It is like a menacing goblin type look, but I don't know. I feel like you could fight for this, like Blue Devils, like that's kind of a thing. Like this is just a playoff that Yellow Goblins.
It's Golden Goblins.
Golden Goblins.
2-2 right now, Vibzy.
Yeah, the gazebo like costume is just the worst costume I've ever
so
seen.
Bad.
It's like a almost like a condom or like a
mushroom.
Like a penis chastity cage or whatever that you like it looks awful. But the Golden Goblins is not much better because it's like not very goblin like. Like it has like a normal human nose. It looks like a Brooklyn barista with that haircut, like yeah. A guy that would make your coffee. But I got to go the Goblins.
It looks like that guy, what's his name? Like Hobo something, the singer?
Johnson.
Hobo Bronson?
Hobo Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, is his name actually Hobo Johnson?
I think, right?
Right?
Who are you thinking of?
Talks in like poetry?
Yeah, I saw him on like
Hobo
one of those
Johnson.
tiny desk concerts or something, yeah. Right? Hobo Johnson?
Yeah. But he looks like, some, I don't know. I just watched The Warriors. The bad guy in The Warriors, he kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I nailed it with Hobo Johnson. My God, that's the Golden Goblin. Yeah. My God. Sorry, you said you're going to go with the...
I'm going with Golden Goblin.
Another one for the Golden Goblin, 3-2 right now.
I'm going to tie it up because it's the Obzags for me. One detail I think you guys... first of all, it's so ugly that it's awesome. It's so bad that it's awesome. But I think a detail that's been overlooked is that the Obzags are in Annapolis.
Yeah.
And so going from, you have to think that many of the young minds that are Obzags are one day hoping to go across the street to the United States Naval Academy midshipmen. And I think that kind of, that duality of the two makes
like,
it even better.
Like this costume does not look like a gazebo. It's like a pesticide tent.
It looks like one of those like changing things from the
20s. And they put boxing gloves on them.
Yeah.
They're boxing gloves. I didn't see those.
Yeah, gazebo like, boxing gloves. Come on. That's...
You know what? I would have gone Golden Goblins to tiebreak, but I think I'm going with Obzags. That is kind of just so dumb that it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is so stupid.
I bet that high school, like, there are sometimes you kind of wish your high school changed its mascot because it's kind of lame or whatever. That's so lame that I bet they love that mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, just in doing the research for this, Illinois might have the most bizarro and mascots per state that on the planet, in the world, or in the country at the very least. It's crazy how many weird mascots there, including this one coming up right now, the next matchup, number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. 3 seed is the Centralia Orphans from Centralia, Illinois, going up against number 4.
Centralia is a really weird place, too. It's very culty. I don't think they let you in.
Really?
I think it's like a weird guarded town.
In Illinois?
I think so.
And that's going up against the number 14 seed, the East Lynn Corn Jerkers from Hoopston, Illinois.
Oh, my goodness.
Good head of hair.
Yeah. So the East Lynn Corn Jerkers versus the Centralia Orphans.
He's almost doing the jerk-off motion like with his hand. Like, with,
yeah,
like,
he is.
The
blue one is going like that. Yeah. So the Corn Jerkers versus the Orphans.
Now, I liked the Orphans. Before we got to it, I very much liked the Orphans. I like this mascot a lot. Kind of looks like me. But then, and then the only one I'd seen was just the corn on the cob, and I figured it was going to be something corn-based, and I was going Orphans the whole way. And then you said the second word of the, and it's Corn Jerkers. I did not expect Corn Jerkers to come. It's Corn Jerkers.
Why are his shoes off?
Do you
ever masturbate with your shoes on?
Why are you following the shoes?
Why did he take his shoes off?
I think Quentin Tarantino went there.
So one for the Corn Jerkers.
Yes.
Vibzy?
Yeah, Orphans just kind of falls flat. It just there's Orphans, and you just feel sad. Corn Jerkers is just funny. So I got to go Corn Jerkers.
Two for the Corn Jerkers. Jay?
Biggest surprise of the episode so far is Feidelberg saying I didn't expect the Corn Jerkers to come. But, Corn Jerkers is such a unique name. Like, in high school everyone's tugging it a million times, so can't really make fun of that. So Corn Jerkers. It.
Another for the Corn Jerkers. Nick?
Give me Orphans all day, every day. It's the Orphans, and like there's nothing identifying him as an orphan.
That's what I love about him. Okay?
It's just like, yeah, he doesn't have parents.
Yeah, he just looks like a guy whose parents
it's
wouldn't
just
like
a
him.
It's just a boy. That's just, yeah, but he doesn't have parents.
Oh, shit. So one for the Orphans, KB?
Yeah, I love Orphans.
Why are they called this?
It's just a kid.
I could not find any lore on it. I'm just assuming there was a big orphanage in the town. There had to be. So you're going with the Orphans as well, KB?
I'm going the Orphans.
Two for the orphans, three for the corn jerkers.
Corn jerker sounds like a, more of like a fantasy football name.
Yeah.
True. That's a good point.
Rudy?
I don't understand what a is a corn jerker. Shouldn't it be shucking?
Right.
I don't know if there's a difference.
Actually, guy.
Or husking.
Is there a yeah, is that the same? I guess it's like kind of the same verb or whatever. I keep thinking about this from like a trash talk perspective. And the idea of your team being the orphans, like, and you're on the court or whatever, and you're just like, I don't have parents. We don't give a fuck. Like, that I like a lot. Whereas, like, the corn jerkers, that's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's clown shit. It's just like, and I can't even imagine being a faculty member at the corn jerkers.
Yeah.
So you're with the orphans?
I love the orphans.
I love the orphans.
The only thing that would bring this to a 10 is if the mascot child drawing was weeping.
Yeah. So the orphans.
The stands should be empty. Yeah. In the background.
That would put it over the edge.
Oh, shit. So the orphans versus the corn jerkers tied up. I would go for the orphans as well. I think the orphans is just a fucking, that's just a powerhouse team name. So now we have the 7 versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the Rocky Ford Meliners. KB's going to love this one. Going up against the number 10 Whoa. Seed, the Tutopolis Wooden Shoes from Tutopolis, Illinois.
They're not the clogs. They're the wooden shoes.
The Big wooden difference. Shoes. Tutopolis Wooden Shoes okay. against the Rocky Ford Meloneers from Rocky Ford, Colorado.
This is the best logo of all time.
Which one? The melon?
The wooden shoe.
So the Rocky, actually Colorado guy, I almost forgot. Have you ever heard of these before, Rudy?
No, I've never heard of this, but I love this drawing. The Meloneers?
Yeah, the Meloneers versus the Tutopolis Wooden Shoes, Rudy.
So what does that mean? That means that they like, what is that? What is a Meloneer?
Maybe they grow melons?
Probably grows.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, I want to rock with my roots with Colorado. This wooden shoe thing is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. I was so ready for you to say clogs, and I really wanted to pick the clogs, but the wooden shoes, just an inanimate object. That's worse than backwards gazebo.
So it's called the Meloneers because of the town's history of growing world famous cantaloupes and watermelons. That's what they're called.
Dude,
the Meloneers.
That's no brainer. Meloneers.
KB,
is it just the Meloneers or something else?
It's just a Rocky Ford Meloneers.
The wooden shoes is so funny though.
It is. It's so dumb,
and it's a clog. It's so clearly a clog in the picture.
Okay, they're both dumb, so I'm going to go wooden shoes.
One for the wooden shoes.
I can't.
I am going. I'm actually, my vote, I'm doing the thing where my vote counts as 2. I'm voting for the wooden shoes. You can do that once an episode.
Okay. Well,
you got one. Fair. You got one time. So 2 votes for 3 for the wooden shoes, 1 for the Rocky Ford Meloneers. Che.
Go with the Meloneers. I think that's a cool logo.
Still 3-2. Let's keep it moving.
Yep.
But I will say cantaloupe is the worst fruit in a fruit salad.
Cantaloupe is my
second
favorite
to worst
fruit.
Are you kidding?
Honeydew and cantaloupe.
I love cantaloupe.
It's good.
It's never been refreshing.
Honeydew is so much better than cantaloupe.
No,
honeydew's bottom tier.
Yeah,
honeydew's the green one, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that one's.
Oh my
god, no one
likes
it.
Cantaloupe's good.
Cantaloupe's light years ahead of honeydew.
Fine.
Dense, sweet, delicious. Sugary.
I wish it was a cologne that smelled like cantaloupe.
Ooh, that's a good idea. So you're going to go with the Meloneers, right, Che?
Yes.
Vibzy?
I don't know on this one. This logo for the wooden shoes is so bad.
No, it's not.
They just
fucking moron. You name it's
like they didn't even try to make it look like a shoe.
Yeah, it looks just like a wooden shoe.
It looks like a shoe, yeah.
You're not mistaking it for any other type of shoe.
Shit. Yeah, I'm mistaking it for something else.
Do you not see the shoe?
I see it, but barely.
I think your brain shoes can only be facing towards the right, and this shoe's facing towards the left. And I think it's like the Philadelphia Eagles logo. Why are you tilting?
No, if you turn it sideways, it looks like a man raising his fist.
Nuh-uh.
No, I don't see that at all.
Like that.
Although it would be intimidating, everyone in the stands has like wooden shoes and they start tapping them on the bleachers and they're shooting free throws or whatever. That's kind of cool. I'm going to go wooden shoes.
Another one for the wooden shoes. Fights?
Yeah, I gotta stick with the shoe myself. It is just
a good
Nick raised a good point.
You definitely own clogs.
Huh?
You definitely own clogs, don't you?
I own clogs like a Birkenstock. That I don't think that counts necessarily as a clog. I think I'd be stealing valor there. But it is. I would like it more. I think it was facing the other way. But it still is the. It still is the winner for sure.
Mm-hmm. So the Tutopolis wooden shoe is going to move on. Now we have our last matchup on this side: the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is the Orofino Maniacs from Orofino, Idaho, going up against the I love this one. I think it's my favorite one of the whole bunch. The Maniacs versus the number 15 seed, the Key West Fighting Conks from Key West, Florida. But the Orofino Maniacs are unbelievable. I love this mascot. Dude. It is hysterical. So we'll start off with you fights. The Maniacs versus the Fighting Conks.
It's Maniac for sure. The Conk is... Conk's kind of cool.
I think they're both kind of cool.
They're both very cool.
Seashell.
Is it a
boxing glove?
The boxing gloves that are breaking it. The strings of the boxing gloves. Like, this designer was like, how the fuck is this shell going to hold these boxing gloves as we just nail them in?
The Maniac looks like what's his name, Max from Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's got some Max vibes to him. Maniac's
he's
a great
a
name.
Real tantrum. A
little bit of Donnie Thornberry in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So one for the Maniacs.
Do you know why they call them the Maniacs? Is there I
thought you were about to
setting it up. No. It's like a I don't know. You got to go Maniacs. The Maniac rules.
If you look on the real photo of the mascot, you could see the mural in the back has the Maniac breaking through the brick wall, which is so sick.
Hell yeah.
That dude's crazy.
So the nickname originated...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The nickname originated when the basketball team was teased by an opposing team for not having a uniform. The other team said the players looked like a bunch of Maniacs, and the nickname stuck. So now the school's website says, once a Maniac, always a Maniac.
That's exactly how the Orphans got their name.
Yeah.
They had no uniform.
I looked it up.
Now... Wait. I do have an issue with the Maniacs. They should have kept no uniforms.
No uniforms at all?
Like the kids just show up, whatever they're wearing, that's what you play in.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. But that's what the Orphans, they showed up and they had mismatched uniforms and the announcers said they looked like a bunch of orphans.
He's the meanest announcers in the world. So two for the Maniacs. Jay?
I like the story behind the Maniacs, but when I saw it, I like the Fighting Conks. I like the logo. It's a peaceful pink. It's Key West.
It is a peaceful pink.
The boxing gloves for the Fighting Conks. I like that. Kind of an ode to what was that? the book that everyone has to read. Sucks to Your Asthmar.
What?
Sucks to Your Asthmar.
The fucking kid stuck on the island. Flies. Yeah. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Yeah.
The chin, the neck on the conch looks vaginal.
Pussy-ish?
Yeah. It looks like a labia. It looks like a labia.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to stick with the conks, Nick?
Yes. Maniacs, and it's not even close for me.
Three for the Maniacs. KB?
Yeah, Maniacs is perfect.
This drawing is horrible.
Which drawing? The Fighting Conks or the...
No, the Maniacs drawing.
Yeah, why is he barefoot
so bad.
Too?
He's throwing the biggest tantrum, dude. He's just screaming. So, KB, you're going for the Maniacs?
Yeah, I hate the conches.
The conches. Rudy?
Yeah, it's the Maniacs. Conches, it's so lame. It's like, let's make our mascot the thing that kids smash with hammers when they're bored at the beach.
Who does that?
I've never heard of people doing that's what you do at the beach.
I guess you don't do it. Yeah, you listen to them, hear the sound of the ocean.
Did you bring hammers to the beach to break up conch shells?
I don't know, dude. You just break up shells and you just like disrespect shells at the beach.
Fair enough. So the Maniac's going to move on. And then before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our last out of the day, the ASPCA. Check out this beautiful bastard right here if you're watching on video. There's nothing you wouldn't do for your pets, right? Nothing I wouldn't do for Momo. He started eating all of our herbs the other day. He started puking. You just got to go to the vet no matter what. He just gets in your brain, makes your brain go crazy. You just got to take him and just got to make sure. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easy for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. This insurance program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket.
This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Shout out to the ASPCA. First match of the playoffs. We have the Yuma Criminals versus the Hatsboro Hatters, if you remember them from before. Just the Pure Hat versus the Yuma Criminal, starting with you, Rudy.
This is tough because the Criminal one is actually cool. And the logo's cool, but the Hatters is dumb awesome.
Oh, Che just dropped the nuke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hat is just that's it on the logo?
It's got the top hat on the baseball hat.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's gotta be the Hatters. It's gotta be the Hatters for me.
God damn it, that's awesome. One for the Hatters, KB.
I was gonna not go the Hatters because there's a Stetson University is the Hatters, so it's not too unique, but with seeing this logo on the hat, I gotta go the Hatters.
Two for the Hatters. Nick?
Hatters, not even close.
Hatters, it's gonna be tough to beat, I think, now, just based on those pictures.
Yeah.
Che?
Gotta go Hatters. I was digging in the research files to try and get photos of these, reaching out to contacts, and the hat on a hat is awesome, so I'm going the Hatters.
The crazy world we live in.
Four Hatters. Vibsy.
Yeah, the Criminal busting out the wall is cool. Looks like a final boss in a video game, but I got to go Hatters. Just the little hat hovering around on the sidelines, that's funny.
Yep, the Hatters. All Hatters.
Hatters.
All Hatters. On the other side, we have the Polka Dots from Polka, West Virginia versus the Richland Bombers from... Richland Bombers already lost. Versus the Nimrods. The Water Smeet Nimrods, which I believe are from Missouri. The Water Smeet Nimrods versus the Polka Dots.
I'm anti Polka Dots, so I'm sticking Nimrods here.
Fights is for the Nimrods.
I'm staying Polka Dot. That's a roided out Polka Dot. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quality mascot.
1-1, Jay.
I'm also gonna stick with the Nimrods. Their logo speaks to me. I like it.
Yeah, it speaks. Two for the Nimrods, one for the Polka Dot. Nick.
I'm going Nimrods. I like the Nimrod. I like that it's, what's the city's name?
Watersmeet.
Watersmeet.
And now that I think about it, it's probably Watersmeet.
Oh,
don't say that. Converge. Don't say that.
Watersmeet. Damn it. That's going Polka.
Yeah.
Swapping to Polka. 2-2 right now, KB.
Yeah, I'm going Polka Dots.
Polka Dots.
Even though I don't love it.
3-2. Are you going to go with Nimrods again, Rudy?
Yeah, I'm going to go Nimrods. I like the dots, but when you say it out loud, it's like, our town's name is Polka. We're going to be the Polka Dots. It's almost dumber than Nimrods.
There's a town in Ohio, Lima, Ohio, and they're the Lima Beans. I think that's a solid one, too.
A little too on the nose, maybe, I guess.
I like it. You got to lean into it. You got to. Yeah. Because you can't just be like the Lima Tigers. It's like, that's true. Right.
Then everyone
everyone's going to call you the Lima Beans no matter what. Might as well call yourself.
Yeah.
And they all say, like, why wouldn't you name yourself the Lima Beans?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm going to vote the Nimrods forward because I think the Nimrods are just the Gilgamesh guy with the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Davy Crockett hat is just cool. So the Nimrods versus the Hatters. The Hatsboro Hatters versus the Water Smeet Nimrods. Rudy, to go into the finals.
The Hatters versus the Nimrods. I just love how bad Nimrods is and how they are like, well, the real definition's a hunter and their mascot's a hunter, when the common you're just an idiot, literally, like, we're the idiots. I love that.
So yeah, you can't just like take that word and just be like, no, we mean the hunter. It's obvious. There's only isn't you're a Nimrod.
We're right. The gays, but we mean happy. Like, it just wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
I love that. Nimrods.
Nimrods. KB.
I love that the mascot is just a hat, no face. They didn't try to make it anthropomorphic. Just a hat. I'll go with the Hatters.
1-1 right now, Nick.
Hatter.
Another one for the Hatters. 2-1, Jay.
Can't go against the family. Hatters.
3 for the Hatters.
I'm very anti-Nimrod. I think it's just like a basic mascot. It's very normal. So I got to go Hatter.
Another one for the Hatter. It's going to win, but...
Hatter.
Hatter into the finals.
The Hatter's great. The Hatter's great. It's We said it when his first started. It's going to be tough to beat.
Uh huh.
now we're in the finals, and it's going to be tough to beat still.
So the Hatters are in the finals. Now we have the Obzags versus the Orphans. Centralia Orphans versus the Key School Obzags.
Obzag me. For sure, Obzag.
One for the Obzags. What a fucking stupid name. Fibs.
Obzags.
Two for the Obzags. Jay.
Obzag is like having like a parent that's like very addicted to drugs, and they're like, oh shit, today's Halloween, and they just like give that to you.
You're a gazebo. That's a good ass costume. I think I've gone as a gazebo before. I can't really remember.
So I'll go with the Orphans.
One for the Orphans. Nick.
I'm going with Orphans too, because it's just a regular boy. And if it didn't have Orphans, they're just like, oh, by the way, he doesn't have parents. That's
there's no distinguishing.
And like, yeah, what's their mascot? Is it just a boy with no? They put a little soot on his nose or something. I don't fucking know.
The girls' basketball team is the Lady Orphans.
Or maybe just like, the Lady Orphans.
Lady Orphans.
KB?
Yeah, I love the Orphans and the origin of how they got the name.
What was the origin again?
Same as Maniacs.
Yeah.
They were dominating a basketball game and looking like a bunch of orphans.
Looking like a bunch of goddamn orphans. 3-2 in favor of the Orphans right now. Rudy?
Yeah, I like the Orphans. I just would love to know the pitch and then like actually committing to the Orphans. It just is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So the Orphans going to move on. Now we have on the other side, the Maniacs. Orofino Maniacs versus the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. Rudy. It's going into his mind palace.
I'm coming around on the wooden shoes. I'm taking a liking to the dumbest ones possible. And the Maniacs is just cool. That's just a cool one. And I'm more inclined to just go with the dumber option. Because it's just so absurd. I'm going to go wooden shoes.
Wooden shoes, KB.
Yeah, it's wooden shoes. Yeah.
Would it be better if they were facing the other way?
Have we seen, like, the actual mascot?
I couldn't find it. Because I was like, is the mascot just a wooden shoe?
And they're called Teutopolis?
Teutopolis Wooden Shoes.
Where is that?
Teutopolis is, let me...
Is it Colorado?
I believe it was Illinois. Yeah. Another Illinois one. They got some weird mascot names. There's like the pretzels. They had a bunch of weird ones. So wooden shoes, KB?
Mm-hmm.
Nick?
Yeah, I can't find an actual mascot, but their basketball jerseys are so funny.
What are their jerseys like?
I'll send a picture.
It can't be better than the hat. Top of the hat.
It's up there. Fuck, why can't I copy and paste anymore?
If they had like wooden shoes on top of the wooden shoes, it would be... Or on top of their shoes.
On the top of their shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, shoes.
No, but it's just like the most basic typeface.
Even if they were just the shoes, that's fun.
It's just like Times New Roman.
That's actually kind of awesome. There's no symbol.
No, there's not even a shoe.
There's no art.
Wooden shoes.
It says wooden shoes.
In a boring
ass. It's wooden shoes.
And then, wait, is that in the background? Is that an H? Or is that
No, it says shoes. It just says shoes.
Yeah, shoes.
Oh, like that. Owen.
That is so funny.
Holy shit. That's so funny. So wooden shoes got 3 votes, Jay.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm not a big fan of either of these, but the wooden shoes uniforms are great.
Wooden shoes?
This is a junior high school.
Is it a junior high school?
Is it a junior high?
No.
Maybe?
Maybe are both named? They wouldn't do both, would they? My high school, both my high school and middle school had the same mascot.
Okay. So maybe I was just looking. Yeah, they have no mascot. It's just the shoe. I mean, unless their mascot is just a wooden shoe and it's not human.
Yeah,
I'm going wooden shoes. Love them.
Wooden shoe. Chase going wooden shoe. Vibsy?
I got to go wooden shoe. Like I said earlier, if everyone in the crowd is wearing wooden shoes and they're stomping them on the bleachers, that'd be the most intimidating place to play ever. You don't want to fuck with the wooden shoes.
The Bombers should do that, too. They should have a joint.
Yeah.
You're going shoes as well, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Wooden shoes versus the Orphans.
Wow.
Match made in heaven, honestly.
Wow.
To go into the finals versus the Hatters.
I mean, whoever it is, I think, is running into a buzzsaw. But I'm going to go Orphans.
One for the Orphans.
Yeah, Orphans is just so out of so out of right field or left field, like whichever field. But why would you name it the Orphans? It's just
they look like a bunch of orphans. That's such a fucking mean thing to awful. Say. Che.
I think I like Orphans a little bit better, but I kind of want to see an inanimate object final, so I'm going to go Wooden Shoes.
Wooden Shoe? Nick? I
like that. Shoe.
Shoe, 2-2 right now.
Give me the Orphans.
3 for the Orphans, 2 for the Wooden Shoe. Rudy?
I just bought a Wooden Shoes baseball jersey.
I would have gone Orphans until I saw the basketball jersey that just says Wooden Shoes on it.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Oh, look in the chat. It's good. It's just
in the chat.
It's, Times New Roman font, Wooden Shoe. That's all it is.
Remarkably lazy.
That's pretty great.
And I respect that. I respect that. So I got to go Shoes.
All right, so we're tied up, and I think that if, like, 10 minutes before I saw the jersey, I would have said Orphans. But after, again, seeing that jersey and the fact that she's like, Shoes in the background.
It's such bullshit, yeah.
It's Wooden Shoes.
Wooden Shoes.
That's it. We're just the Wooden Shoes.
So Wooden Shoes going up against the Hatters. Just to give you the full thing, though. Hatsboro Horsham Hatters from Horsham, Pennsylvania versus the Wooden Shoes. Where were they from again? I almost... It's fucking stupid. The Teutopolis Illinois. Wooden Shoes from Teutopolis, Illinois.
I'm trying to read an article about the history of wooden shoes in Teutopolis from the Effingham Daily News, and it's paywalled.
They're all paywalled. Wow. The local news sites now. They all
monthly
are.
Digital subscription is $13.99.
For Effingham?
For the Effingham Daily News to get the history of the wooden shoes of Teutopolis. Sorry.
So, Rudy, you're up first. Finals, Wooden Shoes versus the Hatters.
I can provide a little bit of a background on the Hatboro Horsham Hatters. So a long time ago, a hat maker named John Dawson founded a town called Hatboro. And the high school actually used to be called, I referenced this before, the Mad Hatters. But in more of a modern, I don't want to say like wokeness, but like they changed their name to the Hatters. The logo or the mascot, it appears, still was the same, but the Mad Hatters was in reference to the hat making history of
so mad nation. People got offended.
the Mercury craze artisans who lived there. So so they used to be the Mad Hatters, now the Hatters, but the mascot was always a hat.
Always a hat. So the hats versus the shoes, Rudy, what are you thinking?
Shoes.
Shoes. One for the shoe, KB.
Yeah, give me the Wooden Shoes. They don't even have a mascot, just the Wooden Shoes.
It's just the Wooden Shoes. That's
you get it.
That's what they are.
You get the idea, Nick.
And it's like, I love it. Like, if you have a boring mascot name, they still try to make the mascot look cool. These guys, no, fuck it. And they didn't even try to make their fucking font cool. It just is all caps, serif, Wooden Shoes. Love it.
Another one for the Wooden Shoes. Didn't expect this. Jay.
My favorite piece whenever I play Monopoly, which used to be very often as a youth, is a top hat.
I'm a shoe man. I thought you were going the other way.
Never go against the family. It's got to be the Hatters.
Got to be the Hatters. 3-1 in favor of the shoes right now.
Do your double vote, Jay.
Oh, yes. Our newly enacted Tommy's going to be
We've had that since episode
that.
One.
Yeah. Tommy's going to be pissed about this as saying through the bracket guy, but yeah, I'll use my double vote.
Double vote. We're 3-3.
I was going to use my double vote to push us over the edge. Damn.
Damn it.
Oh, it's going to be a blowout in the final round.
We're 3-3 right now. Wooden Shoes versus Hatters.
All right. Well, I'm going to use my double vote. I'm going to go Shoes because the Hatters, I like the Hatters mascot.
Don't do it, fights. Be a man of honor. Just
but
use
the
your
fact
single
that
vote.
They switched from being the Mad Hatters and went woke. No, fuck them.
We're 5-3 in favor of the Wooden Shoe.
It's a tie ball game, folks.
We're 5-5, Hatters versus Wooden Shoe. If I have the tie break, the Wooden Shoe logo is so, like...
No, wait. Call somebody random in your phone, scroll your contact book, call them on speaker, and just say, Wooden Shoe or Top Hat.
Okay. They ask what? Repeat the question.
Yes.
And then if they say again, say you heard me.
Okay. Oh, great timing. This is the perfect person to call.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Dave.
Who is it? Clemmer?
It's gotta be.
No, it's much better.
Hello?
Hey, Greer, I have a question for you.
Oh.
Hatters or Wooden
Shoe? No. Top hat or Wooden Shoe? Top hat versus Wooden Shoe.
Top hat versus Wooden Shoe. Just pick one.
like what I'd rather wear?
No, just pick one. Top hat or wooden shoe?
Wooden shoe.
No! Yes! Oh, great! Well, thank you.
What a title. Oh.
Wooden shoe is going to be the winner. We do have some kind of funny honorable mentions. Just by the way, there were a lot of very racist ones. Didn't want to include them. Just not fun to talk about. But the Jordan High School Beat Diggers from Sandy, ooh, Utah. Digger Dan, their logo, just a guy in jeans.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The Ridgefield Spudders from Ridgefield, Washington. The Polo Marcos, I love. Polo, Illinois. They've made
the Marcos?
Their
mess.
They're the Polo Marcos.
Marcos.
I kind of like it. I think
that's
it's cool.
Great. Yeah.
The West Plains Zizzers from West Plains, Missouri. The Chinook Sugar Beaters from Chinook, Montana. And then just like 18 different little people ones, which are just insane to look at, which you'll see them on here. But if you want to look at those, just go look at there.
Are the Sugar Beaters this one?
That's the Sugar Beaters. Yeah,
that's a great logo. Yeah. That's a great logo.
It's an insane logo. What do you call it? The Zizzers is one where I can't get my head around it. But I think Polo Marcos is actually kind of a very good idea.
What is a Zizzer?
It's like someone who's like exceptionally good at something. I looked it up. And I was just like, what the fuck is a Zizzer? I guess it's just a term they use in wherever it was, West Plains, Missouri.
All right.
Guess it's a thing. But the winner is going to be Wooden Shoe, thanks to Greer. And we will be back next week with we won't be back next week. We're taking a break next week. But by the way, if you're listening to this, input your or stop what you're doing. If you got an impression, put it into the bracket. You'll see it in our description. You'll see it in the post for the YouTube thing, in the post roll, whatever. Submit it. I'm going to give you a little prize. There's going to be a prize pool. I'm going to give whoever wins, get $100. So you got a good impression, throw it in there. And think about it this way. It doesn't need to be, this isn't going to be whichever one is empirically the funniest impression. It's going to be whichever one we think is the best. So it could be the worst and it might win. So think about it that way. So if you just got one that could be funny, very eclectic, very niche. That other guy had the Asian reporter from Family Guy, which we previewed a couple episodes ago, which is hilarious. So if you have one like that, submit it, and we will have that episode 2 weeks from now. So until then, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Rudy was playing Pokemon Red for the first time yesterday.
Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do?
3 gym badges, but he's got a Kadabra, which is a cheat code.
What Pokemon did you pick? What starter?
Wait, let me guess.
No.
Charmander.
Okay, yes.
Nope.
Oh. No!
Oh, you had a 50-50.
It was Squirtle.
Squirtle. Aww. Of course you picked Squirtle.
I would have picked Charizard.
Charmander, yeah.
Charmander, but Nick...
I put my foot down. You would not have beat Brock.
Oh, no. If you pick Charmander, the first 3 are very difficult, right?
Very difficult.
Yep, it's the difficulty modes, yeah.
Yeah.
Bulbasaur is the easiest.
I didn't even die once.
Broody has not been whited out once.
No way.
I was
not once.
Wiping those motherfuckers.
Well, you got Kadabra. Kadabra is a cheat code. You
can't use Kadabra that early.
You can get Kadabra before.
I had Nick
Kadabra, a Pokemon or a skill?
A Kadabra is a Pokemon, but they stopped printing Kadabra cards. Kadabra cards have only been printed once because the magician who made Abracadabra said he copyrighted Kadabra, and he did. So if you use Alakazam in your decks, you're using a Kadabra card from 95. They're
awesome.
Really hard to get.
That's kind of awesome.
I just invented Abracadabra and said that's mine.
Kadabra was his, yeah. He had no stake to Alakazam or Abra, but he owned Kadabra.
That's huge.
But those cards are really hard to get.
What about Razzle Dazzle? Did we ever figure out who owned that?
I don't know who owns Razzle Dazzle.
It is funny that right after we said that on an episode, immediately it was said by like Chris Berman or whatever.
Can I ask one more question? Nick, if you start off with the Charmander, what Pokemon do you capture to train and kind of take his place?
Charmander?
Charmander. You start off with Charmander. Do you like get a Caterpie and then like evolve that?
No, because it won't do anything against Rock either. It's really tough to beat Brock first round. You have to almost catch a Pikachu into where it learns Iron Tail, and that move will be super effective against Rock.
Oh.
Or you can go get a Nidoran and learn like Double Kick. But yeah, Rudy had got a Nidoking before Misty.
How'd you get a Kadabra? I thought Kadabra's you'd only get in like Lavender Town.
No.
Are you thinking of Ghastly?
No, but like all the ghost and magic types I thought were...
No, he's to the left of Nugget Bridge. But you guys need to download Pokemon. So if it was the hardest Pokemon game I've ever played, Pokemon Rocket Edition. It's through Pokemon Red, but you're a grunt of Team Rocket.
Oh, no.
And your starting Pokemon is just a Zubat.
Like a Zubat and a Golbat and like a Ekans.
Ekans, Arbok. You get to a point where you're high enough level at Team Rocket to where you could throw your Pokeballs at trainers' Pokemon and just catch trainers' Pokemon.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's kind of sick, though.
Yeah. All right. I'll play that then.
I got, let's see, level 48 Charizard, 39 Raichu, 26 Hitmonlee. Hitmonlee's better than Hitmonchan, but kind of ass.
I like Hitmonlee better. Named after Bruce Lee. Hitmonchan after Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Dratini.
All the good guys.
I just watched Enter the Dragon for the first time ever the other day.
Good.
Great movie. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Bibbs, have you seen Ip Man?
Oh, you love Ip Man. He hits off Wing Chun, baby.
Well, yeah, he does Wing Chun, which is the feminine fight style.
I have not. I think I started the first like 5 minutes and I was like, I can't.
Real life guy.
It's historical. It's really good.
Yeah, no, I've heard of it.
Trained Bruce Lee.
There's like seven of them now, right?
I think five, but the same shit.
He fights Mike Tyson, one of them.
Yeah, he fights Mike Tyson. He fights like a Japanese warlord of occupying China. It's crazy. All right.